Good morning to you. It's a dismal old day. I noticed last week there was a very special guest who went to the Etihad to visit the Manchester City ground. I'm always envious of anyone who gets a guided tour of the Etihad. And that very same gentleman, apparently, is in Ballymena today. Let me speak to Sarah Moore. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You're out and about with royalty, are you?
I am indeed, and we can now let you know that Prince Harry has landed here in Northern Ireland for his very first visit. I'm currently at the regional headquarters for the ambulance service, and this is his first stop on his royal visit here. He only arrived about 10 minutes ago, and as you can imagine, there's lots of excitement to get that glimpse of Harry, and that's just a female journalist. Behind me at the moment, there are crowds of ladies who have gathered, even though it's raining, and they have been shouting out his name. Currently, Prince Harry is inside, and he is meeting with some of the ambulance crews, who obviously do an amazing job across the country.
And I suppose he's open to all sorts of questions being thrown at him now, as his love life is very much in the public domain.
Well, like anybody, they don't want their love life everywhere. But of course, Harry is in the spotlight. As we all know, he apparently has found love. But I'm going to say some of the journalists here were hoping to perhaps catch his eye. Yes, but he's here really to meet the staff. And I doubt many of them will be asking him about Meghan. They're here really to showcase the kind of work they do. Currently, as I'm looking at, there's ambulances inside. It was kind of like a hangar here. And he's right in front of me, and he is speaking to the crews. He really is taking his time, because obviously Harry has served in the military. He knows what it's like to be on the front line, just like the guys here who do provide, you know, vital services. And, you know, he's not in a rush. He's standing, he's chatting. He's a very relaxed character. He was smiling when he arrived. We didn't quite manage to get him to look at us, but he's inside, and he really is taking time with the members of the ambulance crew.
He is a dab hand, actually, at being able to give an answer, give a greeting, and not say very much, but walk on. He's pretty smooth with interacting between his official duties and being gracious.
I think it's fair to say that both Harry and Prince William, you know, really are quite down to earth. They know what it is like to be on the ground. They've been out. They know what life's like. Obviously, they have a very privileged life. But, you know, they are here, and Prince Harry really is here to chat to people. He obviously has had a lot of practice, but I think it's very special for the ambulance service that, of course, he has come here to give time on his very first visit to Northern Ireland. He will be taking part in a number of engagements across the country.
An interesting point that you make, that he's never been here before. If I had been on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I would have been hesitating on that he's never actually been on the ground in Northern Ireland ever before.
Well, you never know. He could have been here, but we wouldn't know about it. But this is his first official engagement as a royal to Northern Ireland. And you know, just behind me, while he's carrying out his formal engagement, you can see how popular Harry actually is among the ladies. They're standing here with their raincoats on, with their welly boots. And as he arrived and pulled out of the car, you could hear a number of them shouting at him. So I do think that shows, you know, he is popular. He is very handsome. That's of my opinion, and he is here to probably celebrate what we have.
Yeah, well, when you say, did you say that is your opinion, or that isn't your opinion?
I would say that is my opinion.
Yeah, you know, yeah, girl's entitled to have an opinion. So here's a question, Sarah, and I don't know the answer to this. How tall?
Oh, no.
how tall is he?
Tall enough.
Yeah, but like, you know, you know how tall I am.
That's a very strange question.
I have a very good reason for asking this, right? Very good reason for asking this. You know how tall I am, okay? Not very. All right.
Okay. Now, how tall I am.
Yes, you're just slightly less tall than I am. But the point is, I had the privilege of greeting Her Majesty the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh on the visit to the weather studio a number of years ago.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was struck by was the fact that the Duke of Edinburgh is not a tall man. I had spent my entire life thinking he was a skyscraper. It's the fact that the Queen is diminutive. So I was just wondering, the royal grandsons, are they tall lads or not? Because I've never actually seen them.
What I would say to you is, where I'm standing and looking at him right now, he's a very tall, handsome chap. But I think also, you know, we only see the royal family in glimpses, and it's a privilege probably to get up close and personal, but most of the time it is on television. I'm sure lots of people say to you, gosh, you're a lot smaller in real life.
All the time, girl, all the time, because I'm at a huge disadvantage. I'm only ever seen on the screen standing. Paul Clark is seen on the screen sitting. Paul is naturally tall, but my goodness, he looks even taller because people only see him with, you know, from the waist up. I'm seen standing all the time, and women in particular say to me, my God, you're not nearly as tall as I thought you were.
Well, everyone always says to me, my goodness, you're far better looking in real life, so I don't know what I look like on TV. It doesn't seem good.
Yeah, we never know. That we get that, don't we, on telly? We never know whether that's an insult or a compliment if you're better looking in real life. You're actually enjoying reporting today. I can sense that, Sarah.
I have to say, we've covered a number of royal visits, and it is known in the newsroom that I have asked a good few times, when is Harry coming here? So I do feel quite happy along with some of the other female journalists standing just to be here. And just want to explain actually what we're looking at. Currently we have an ambulance crew who's actually dangling from the roof of the building here inside, just kind of showcasing the type of equipment they use, some of the scenarios they would be in. And also inside are some dummies. So obviously Harry is getting some demonstrations as to what goes on perhaps in an emergency situation when ambulance crews arrive, perhaps at certain scenes. But currently there is an ambulance crew member dangling from the roof, and I'm putting on quite a show for Prince Harry here.
Lovely stuff, and we'll see it tonight on UTV Live at 6 o'clock. Sarah, thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Sarah Moore out and about with Prince Harry on his first official visit to North